Right now, I told you about this martial arts expert who's being hailed a hero after risking his life to catch a man who'd allegedly attacked a woman in her car. The 40-year-old woman had parked her car, was about to go to a gym in Maitland when two men allegedly attacked her. The woman started screaming for help and thrashed her legs towards the men. She was stabbed in the leg by one as the other grabbed her handbag. Her screams woke up our next guest, Mark Grayson. He is a jiu-jitsu specialist. He lives next door to the car park. They woke up the wrong bloke. Mark Grayson is on the line. G'day, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. Describe what happened when you heard those screams.
I'm definitely not a jiu-jitsu specialist, but I'm, you know, a practitioner. I like to spend the afternoons doing that. But basically, I heard some really terrifying screams. Nothing I want to really hear again. And it's the sort of scream that you can't, you know, you've got to respond to straight away. And from there, I was confronted with two men.
So you jump out of bed and you spring straight into action?
Yeah, it was sort of unfortunate. I was in my skins. So I was trying to recover from the night before. And, you know, so I come out looking a bit like a ninja, which I've been getting a lot of grief about. But as soon as I sort of ran into them, they weren't, you know, they threatened me. But I was sort of backing myself that they, you know, even though it was two of them that had a implement, I wasn't really too concerned. They ended up making tracks and running pretty much straight away.
So just tell me what happened when you arrived. What did you see? What were they doing when you arrived?
Oh, they're trying to make tracks with her bag at that point.
Yeah.
And obviously they've already committed the crime around the corner. At that point they threatened me, but I'm not really a morning person, so I wasn't really processing what was happening other than I was worried what they had.
So did it get physical?
No, I sort of shaped up and was sort of thinking which one I was going to have a crack at first, and then they both stopped running and turned and ran the other way, and it was fortuitous that a vehicle come down at that point. It was a council worker on his way to a job just around the corner, and at that point he's followed us, and then another council worker is just, again, very fortunately, on his way to works, ended up both ends of the street are blocked off, and these guys are taking a dead end, which was probably the best thing that could have happened.
So you decide to take one of them on and trying to take him down?
So they've gone into that dead end, and by that point my hamstring's getting pretty tight because, you know, there's no warm-up and it was 5:30, pretty fresh. But one of them I've made a dive at and missed that tackle, and I'm copping grief from my mates about that as well. But he managed to make tracks and he's still on the run. But the other one, not as nimble. So once we got a hold of him and got on his back, he still had the implement, but the council worker came in to help as well, and it wasn't, once I got on his back, anyone who knows jiu-jitsu knows it's sort of over from that point.
Well, I know that the local detective inspector is praising you for your actions. He said he put himself at very considerable risk to help that lady. If he'd not turned up, who knows what could have happened. So congratulations for getting involved and for helping out, Mark, instead of standing back and doing nothing.
Oh, hopefully there's not... You know, I'd expect most of my mates to do the same thing. If you hear someone screaming like that, you know, it could be your loved one in trouble or someone else. It doesn't matter. You should be responding if you've got the capability.
You're a champion. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Mark Grayson. He's very humble about the whole thing, but what a hero.